Hey. Yep, I'm back. Nice to see you again. I wasn't sure if you'd be on shift, so I just hoped you'd be working or not be on break or something. How's it been? All right, knock on wood, as they say. Oh, you know. Work was pretty crazy today, so on my way back, I thought that maybe some pastries and a conversation with a certain cutie would help cheer me right up. But I'm not naming any names. Well, I'll give you a hint. Her name starts with a C and ends with an R. She's really sweet, with multiple layers you can't see right away. She's got a French background, and she's flaky on the outside and creamy on the inside. I'd like a chocolate eclair, please. I'm sorry. I really had you going for a moment there, didn't I? The look on your face. But please, a chocolate eclair. And I'm feeling kind of rebellious today, so maybe an orange pekoe tea to go with it. I know, shocker. But right now, I think I'd prefer to be calm over to be energized. Oh no, I'm okay. I just need something to help me calm down. I'm a little bit hyper right now after the day I had, and the last thing I need is to say something stupid while trying to sweet talk you. Speaking of which, if you don't mind my bluntness, you look good today. No, I'm not just saying that. You really do look good. The way you dress, the posture you take when you work, and what you've done with your hair, you're easily the cutest one in the room. Did you think I was gonna make some kind of remark about me being in the room as well, or something along those lines? Nah, I'm not gonna lie, it crossed my mind, but I'm not so vain as to consider myself cute, much less cuter than you. Right, you don't like taking compliments. Should I just insult you instead? I'm kidding, let me make that very clear, I'm kidding. I know your store needs to keep the heat on since it's so cold outside, but it's getting a bit warm in here. Let me take my jacket off. I'll just hang it up on the back of this chair. Are you turning away? And you're blushing! Oh my gosh! Hey, it's fine. It's not like I'm taking my shirt off, just my jacket. Although, I guess it is pretty hot in here. Maybe I should. Ah, but then I'd be breaking the no shirt, no service rule. Darn, I guess I'll just have to sit here, enduring the heat, wishing there was some way I could cool down. Huh? Oh, yes, my food. Thank you. Are you still uncomfortable with all the flirting? Then what's up? Huh? Oh. No. Just you. I don't flirt with every girl I talk to, just you. Yeah, I probably give off that impression, don't I? Like I'd flirt up anyone I found even remotely attractive just to get into their pants. But no, it's just you. There's no one else I'd be okay with saying these things to. Why? Well, okay, look. I'm gonna tell you something a little bit crazy, okay? Just please hear me out before you say anything. Okay. You were my first crush. No, I'm serious. I had really strong feelings for you back in high school. When I first met you, at first, I just really admired you, but over time, it grew into something more. I would get so nervous every time you talked to me, or looked at me, or said my name. And every time I said something, I was always thinking things like, "Oh God, what if she thinks I'm weird now, or what if I made her mad?" I'd always want to spend time with you, but every single time we were together, my mind would just completely freeze up. Yep. Imagine me actually shutting up and not being able to speak. But yeah, I always regretted never telling you how I felt. At the time, I was just so scared of coming on too strong or ruining the connection that we had. So when I graduated, I sort of made a resolution for myself. I wouldn't hide how I felt about someone, no matter how scared I was. The theater helped me with that, actually. I've gotten much better at outwardly expressing how I feel, obviously. Anyway, I know a lot has changed since high school. I've had to talk to a few therapists and cry myself to sleep a few times, but I've gotten over my feelings. Sort of. So you don't have to say anything back. I just at least wanted you to know how I felt back then. So, if the flirting becomes too much, I can't help it if I'm still a little bit in love with you. But just say the word, and I'll back off. But it's not all about me. Part of the flirting is for your sake, too. What do I mean? I can tell you're feeling down. No, you do a really good job hiding it, but there's something bothering you, isn't there? Do you need to talk about it? Do you want to? Is it work? Loneliness? Depression? Or something else? Of course. I swear to you, I won't judge. Yes, this stays between us. Oh. Oh my. I'm really sorry. Look, I know it might not seem like it right now, but you can get through it. You'll find a way. Every storm passes eventually, and this is no different. I know. Knowing that it will eventually end at some unknown point doesn't really help in the now, does it? Hey, if it's cool with you, maybe I could try to help you? Well, remember how I said I kind of dabble in ASMR stuff? A lot of people told me that it's a good way of helping them with stress relief and loneliness. Maybe when you're not working, we could meet up someplace? And I could do some homemade ASMR on you? I don't know, it's all I can really think of. If you're not comfortable with it, don't worry about it. I won't force you to do it. You're willing to give it a try? That's great. When would you like to try it? Wait, after work? Okay. Really soon, then. It's fine. I don't have any plans. This is just all kind of sudden. Here. Here's my address. Come by after work, okay? I mean, I guess you can't come by during work, obviously. What kind of food do you like? I can make you something for when you show up. You want me to surprise you? In that case, complete creative freedom is all mine. I'd better go and get ready then. I'll see you tonight. Bye, cutie. Please hang in there, okay?
It's unlocked. Come in.
Hey! Welcome to my apartment. My home sweet home. Here, let me get your coat. It must have been freezing out there. Hey, you smell pretty nice. Did you put on some perfume before coming here? No, I like it. I'll hang it up right here. Okay, I was thinking that we could do it in the living room if that's okay with you. I can close up the blinds to make it darker if that would help you relax. Hmm? Oh, we don't have to worry about that. I don't have any pets or roommates, and my neighbors only complain if we're super noisy, but that won't be an issue since ASMR is all about quiet and tingly sounds. And if for whatever reason we do need to be super noisy, we could always move into my room in an emergency. I've completely soundproofed my room with foam and stuff, so that way there's no background noise when I'm recording. Point being, we have the place to ourselves, and no one will interrupt us. Probably. I mean, I don't know, unless some random stranger knocks on my front door or something and wants to sell me stuff, we should be okay. Oh yeah, I baked some brownies before you got here. They're cooling off right now, but they should be ready in about half an hour. I made them gluten-free, just in case. I don't really know how you take your food. But enough about that. You're here because you're stressed. Okay. When you're ready, just sit down right there. Yeah, that's good. Lean your head back, and try to relax the muscles in your neck and shoulders a little bit. Do you mind if I massage them a bit to help you loosen up? Okay. Do you want me to do it harder? Softer? Slower? Faster? So, I wasn't really sure what kind of ASMR you would like, so would you be okay with just some soft humming? I'll try to help you relax by humming in your ears. Okay, I'll do that then. You just focus on winding down and feeling better, okay? Don't focus on any thought in particular. Just let your mind wander and let your muscles loosen. Okay. Here goes.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell how mixed up you feel, hoping what you need is behind every door. Each time you get hurt, I don't want you to change, 'cause everyone has hopes, you're human after all. Sometimes wishing you were someone else, feeling as though you never belonged. This feeling is not sadness, this feeling is not joy, I understand. Please don't cry now. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, please don't leave here. I don't want you to hate for all the hurt that you feel. The world is just illusion, trying to change you. Being like you are, well, this is something else. Who would comprehend, but some that too late claim divine purpose blesses them. That's not what I believe, and it doesn't matter anyway. A part of your soul ties you to the next world, or maybe to the last, I'm still not sure. But what I do know is to us the world is different as we are to the world, but I guess you would know that. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, please don't leave here. I don't want you to hate for all the hurt that you feel. The world is just illusion, trying to change you. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, oh please don't leave here. I don't want you to change for all the hurt that you feel. The world is just illusion, trying to change you. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, don't leave me here. I don't want you to hate for all the hurt that you feel. The world is just illusion, trying to change you. Please don't go, I want you to stay. I'm begging you, please, oh please don't leave here. I don't want you to change for all the hurt that you feel. The world is just illusion, always trying to change you.